And that Chatham County line riff means it's time for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weber Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. And we are joined right here in the studio by Zach Horner of the Chatham News and Record, chathamnewsrecord.com, their website. You can find some of their reporting on our website as well, chapelboro.com. Zach here to talk about an event that's coming up next week, Wednesday, the 29th, 7 to 8:30 at Central Carolina Community College. It's a forum on teen mental health, and it's in conjunction with something that we talked about last month, a new podcast that Zach is co-hosting called The Chatcast. So, Zach, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me. I want to flash back a second to that music event, that playlist. You got Party in the USA.
Yes.
And then you're throwing it back to Africa. Toto,
yep.
And then Wake Me Up Before You Go. That's eclectic. I like it.
It's Lauren Hodge who runs Pop-Up Chorus, and they really do a good job curating, like, okay, what are people going to want to sing? And this was like the first one of 2020. They're going to want to get people excited and warmed up. It's like, what are three songs that are going to get everyone in the room like super excited and singing and swaying back and forth? And those were the ones they went with. I think they're three good choices, right?
Yeah, definitely. Sorry to go off topic for a second. But I heard that. I was like, that's fantastic.
That's a really good lineup. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a super fun event. They do it every month, I think. And yeah, it's fantastic to go to.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, back on topic.
Yeah.
Back on topic after I took this off.
Okay. So tell us about the Chatcast. Last time it was, last time you were here, the podcast was just about to launch. It has since launched. Mm-hmm. How's it been going?
Definitely. Yeah. So just for people who might have missed the first time, the Chatcast is a new podcast that the News and Record launched with R. Chatham, which is a project out of the UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media. I worked with a student who's a senior there. Her name's Adrienne Clevin, who's awesome to work with. So the first season we called The Age of Anxiety. It's a 10-episode series that focused on teen mental health in Chatham County. Real quick, 1 in 3 Chatham high schoolers say they've experienced symptoms of depression. 1 in 9 say they've attempted suicide. Really, the series just kind of explored that and just all the different ways that mental health plays a role in the lives of teenagers, whether it's good mental health, poor mental health, and the different factors from school to social media to politics, tough lives at home, just and some of the just a lot of the things. I'm not going to give away the whole thing. You should go check it out. You can find links to download at chathamnewsrecord.com/chatcast. So this forum that we're having next week is kind of a follow-up to that. Also, it could also be considered an introduction to the podcast. We're going to have five different panelists. George Gregor Holt, who is the community outreach director for Chatham Drug Free, who is all of these people were featured in the podcast. Mm-hmm. Tracy Fowler, who's the executive director for student support services for Chatham County Schools. Wilder Horner, no relation to me, who is the social work supervisor for the Chatham County Department of Social Services. Robert Reeves, who is the state representative for Chatham County and part of Durham County, is also a defense attorney who works in Sanford. And then Abigail Holmes, who is a sophomore at Chatham Charter School in Siler City, who was kind of the lead story into the podcast. If you listen to episode one, her story is basically told. And then again, at the last episode, mm-hmm. Who struggled with depression and anxiety in her life and even considered suicide at one point. So we have all these people in the same room, and Adrian and I will be co-moderating, and we'll really just be trying to explore, you know, why is this a problem? What does the problem look like? And what are some solutions? What are some things that different groups in the community are doing, like the schools, and what can just members of the community do? What do they need to be aware of, and how can they play a role in helping mm-hmm. to push back against what's going on and help these teenagers who are in tough situations?
What did you learn? I know you mentioned a couple of the really stark statistics, but you knew those numbers going in. What did you learn conducting the interviews and putting it all together?
Well, I think one of the really awesome things is that there are people who are aware. Mental health, I think, has taken on a little, people are more comfortable talking about it in recent years than they were for a long time. And I think one thing that's really cool about how Chatham County is addressing this is that, at least in the school system, they tend to be a little more progressive in trying to deal with this on the front end. The school system recently purchased a screener tool. It's DESSA, DESSA. There's a long name for it. But it's a screener that helps kids at elementary school level. Teachers give this to them and say, hey, okay, where are some areas maybe this kid needs some extra help or some things to look out for in the future? So I think some of the ways that you know, schools and other organizations are doing good things. And then on the policy side, that was something that as a local government nerd, policy is kind of something I'm interested in. But even seeing how different policies at the local and state level even, there was a whole section in, I believe it's episode 8, that talks about Medicaid expansion, which is obviously a huge political topic in North Carolina right now, but just practically how that could help people, not just across the state, but in Chatham County, get health care, particularly for mental health. So those are a couple of the things that really stood out to me, and a couple of things I hope we'll explore in the forum as well.
Speaking with Zach Horner again, the event is going to be next week, Wednesday, January 29th, 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Central Carolina Community College in Pittsburgh, the multipurpose room there. The event is called the Age of Anxiety Teen Mental Health in Chatham County. And again, a significant issue. And you can also check out the podcast, the Chatcast, through ChathamNewsRecord.com. So you mentioned Medicaid expansion as being one, but what are some other challenges that stand in the way for, it's kind of a good thing that there are so many different organizations that come at this issue from a variety of different angles, but they each have their own challenges. So what are some that came up?
Definitely. I think the first thing, and this is something that I've heard from teens and several, I've done interviews for stories that I ended up even writing and talking to teenagers. I think teenagers feel that if they end up ever being willing to share their struggles, I think one thing is they're afraid that they won't be listened to, and if they are listened to, they're afraid they won't be understood. And I think that's something that the teenagers we talk to really emphasize, is saying, you know, we want adults, teachers, parents to really take us seriously. And I think the adults who do that also said that in the podcast, who said, is that I think the first step is listening and just saying, okay, trying to understand and trying to take it seriously. You may not totally understand. And so that's one of the teenagers I talked to, Elijah Roebuck from Pittsburgh. He said, you know, you may not totally understand what's going on, but just listening and trying to sympathize and trying to understand as much as you can and be that listening ear is huge and important. And I think society is becoming more accepting of people with mental health issues and being more okay, trying to find solutions, and it's being less stigmatized, especially, you know, in our generation, particularly you and me, Aaron. But for the older generation, it's still, I think, a struggle for some. So I think that the stigma is still a huge burden, and I think the amount of resources and people dedicated across agencies, particularly, you know, government agencies and in schools, I think it's 47 states and D.C., the ratio of counselors to students is higher. The ratio is 250 to 1 recommended for students to counselors. In 47 states and D.C., it's higher than that. So it's not meeting the ratio. And so I think that was one of the big things, is there's obviously a need there, but the resources aren't there. The recommended resources to really serve students are not there. And obviously we'd love for every student to have their own personal counselor to walk them through their situations, but there's a lot more that could be done. And I think schools even are like, yeah, like we want to do more, but schools are hamstrung because they've got a lot of other things they do. They got to build buildings. They've got to hire more teachers. They've got to hire, you know, a lot of people. They got to pay for new curriculums. They got a lot on their plates.
And they got a test they got to give on Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, much less teaching,
exactly,
you know, what they're actually
right.
there
yeah.
for. So I think those are a couple of the significant barriers, and you could go on and on, but those are the two that really stick out.
Mm-hmm. So the podcast is out, all of the episodes. What's been the response, the reaction?
Yeah. So it's been out about a month. We've had more than 700 downloads, which is, it's the first time I've done a podcast, so I don't really know. And the first time really Chatham County, I think, has had a significant news podcast product. So I don't really have anything to compare that to, but I think it's cool that people at least are downloading and wanting to listen and wanting to pay attention. And this is just part of what we're doing at the News and Record in general. I think when our publisher, my dad, was here, I guess it was probably a little more than a year ago, just talking about how we want to do a news product the right way, and we want to take advantage of what's available in the 21st century, and we want to be productive and show Chatham County, hey, there's news going on here that you need to pay attention to that maybe you weren't aware of. And we're going to do it in different, unique, fun, engaging ways. And this podcast is one of them. It may not be a fun thing to talk about, but we believe it's engaging. We believe it's worth listening to because it's something that matters, because it's something that affects a lot of people. And you think about, you know, obviously the percentage of teenagers, but then their parents, their teachers, and everybody else in their community is affected by it some one way or another.
The event's on Wednesday the 29th. What's it going to entail?
Yeah, so Adrian and I are going to have questions for the panelists, and so we'll just hopefully get a discussion going on what those panelists are seeing in their communities, what they're doing, you know, personally, how the community can get involved. And then there'll be a question and answer session at the end, so people who are there can ask questions of the panelists, individuals, or all of them. We'll have refreshments. We'll hopefully have some really good conversation. And one thing we wanted to do, working with Arch Adam, is have substantive solutions moving forward. And I think those solutions are out there. I think the panel is a way to help people be more aware of them, and maybe some new ones, maybe something we haven't thought of before, and hopefully spur people on to be more engaged in their community. That's really what this is about.
And then finally, anything else that people need to know about the forum, the podcast, or just the issue in general?
Just be there. I think showing up and showing, I think showing these people that we've brought that their story and what they're doing matters, and that these people who are actively engaged in the community. I mean, we've got an attorney and a state representative. We've got someone who's working in the schools. We've got someone who's working with kids who are in the foster care and adoption system. We've got someone who's working in drug abuse and substance use prevention. We've got a teenager who's in high school right now who's talking about her personal experience. These people are trying to make a difference, and these people need our support, frankly. And so just showing up shows them that what they're doing is worth it, and honestly shows us that what we're doing is worth it, to be frank. This in Building 42 on the CCCC campus in Pittsburgh in the multipurpose room, come out. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have some real serious discussion, but we're also going to have some solutions, and that's why we're here.
Next Wednesday, January 29th, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Everyone's invited to that, and check out the podcast. It's available now, chathamnewsrecord.com/chatcast, one way that you can get it. Zach Horner, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron. Always a pleasure.